Hey everyone, this is Joseph Bosco, pastor of Highway Church. Thanks for joining us on our podcast. You know, all of us need the right kind of voices in our lives. Voices that inspire us to know the one who made us. Voices that awaken our divine destiny and reveal to us the goodness of God. Well, that's what this ministry is all about. So enjoy the message.
About 8 days out from the big dance, from Christmas Day, and it's still probably my favorite time of the year. Starts at Thanksgiving, but it's just a party basically from Thanksgiving until the new year. But we want you to celebrate and get ready for an amazing Christmas time. Mm-hmm. We began a series last week called Unwrapped. Unwrapped, and the truth is, the greatest gift that could ever be given was given.
That's right.
By the greatest gift giver.
That's right.
That's ever been. Mm-hmm. God the Father, mm-hmm. Of His own free will, mm-hmm. We didn't know what we needed, just like little children mm-hmm. don't know what they mm-hmm. need. Mm-hmm. God the loving Father knew exactly what we needed, and He prepared for us a gift that keeps on giving.
That's right.
He gave us His only Son. And that is the greatest gift. That is the greatest thing He could have ever done for us.
That's right.
There's nothing you could ask God for that even compares to what He's already given you. Mm.
So good.
He who did not spare
His
only
Son,
yes. But gave Him up for us all, how mm-hmm. will He not also, along with Him, uh-huh. freely, graciously give us all things.
Hallelujah.
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. So we're talking about the greatest gift ever given. And a gift is given so that you could tear off the wrapping paper, mm-hmm. open up that box, and enjoy what's inside. Mm-hmm. God wants you, God the Father wants you to enjoy the salvation He's provided for you. He wants you to experience the fullness of the salvation He's provided for you. Mm-hmm. He sent His Son that your body would be well. He sent His Son that your mind and your emotions and your soul would be strong and well. He sent His Son so that your spirit would be made new and that you could walk in union and fellowship with Him for the rest of your days.
Hallelujah.
Unwrapped.
That's
so we want you to unwrap the gift of Jesus. Okay. We want you to experience the fullness of the salvation the Father has provided for you through His Son. Let's start. We started here last week. We'll start here again. Luke chapter 2, verses 9 through 11. Would you mind reading that, sweetie?
Mm-hmm. Yes. This is the Message translation. Yep. Suddenly God's angel stood among them, and God's glory blazed around them. They were terrified. Mm-hmm. And the angel said, "Don't be afraid. I'm here to announce a great and joyful event that is meant for everybody worldwide."
That's so good. I was reading this, and something jumped out to me. I don't know mm-hmm. that it's jumped out to me before.
Okay.
I looked at several translations of this, verse 9. It says, suddenly God's angel stood among them. Mm-hmm. The Message said. The Weiss translation says, and an angel of the Lord took His stand by their side.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that. Yeah. He appeared by their side.
I think we mostly see them in the sky.
Right. We normally think of like they showed up in the sky.
There.
But actually, several translations record it this way.
That's correct.
He was among them. Why is that important? Because God is with you. God's not up out there somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
He's by your side. He's actually living in you. In other words, He's for you. He wants to be actively involved in every area of your lives.
Mm-hmm.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. And then could you read the mirror translation of verse 11?
Verse 11. For your Savior was born this day in the city of David, the Messiah, the Master.
I love that. So He stands, this angel of the Lord, full of glory, lights up the whole field, mm-hmm. stands by their side and says, don't be afraid, your Savior was born. And that word Savior is very powerful. There are three words in the New Testament: Savior, salvation, and saved, or save. Savior, this word here is S-O-T-E-R in the Greek, which salvation, soteria, and saved, sozo, come, they're all tied. So Savior, saved, salvation, he is the one, literally, he's the one who makes you safe. Mm-hmm. I like thinking about that.
I do too. Safe from all kinds of things.
All harm.
All anything. Everything.
All evil. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The Lord watches over your coming and going, both mm-hmm, now and mm-hmm. forever. No evil will come near your dwelling.
That's so true. Yes, that's right.
For your Savior, the one who makes safe, it literally means the one who heals and makes whole. Mm-hmm. When Jesus said to the woman who touched him, the hem of his garment was made whole of her 12-year condition, mm-hmm. he said, daughter, your faith has made you sozo.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Same
saved.
Word.
Saved,
Savior, whole. Salvation, whole, healed, safe, sound.
Right, right.
All
right.
The same. Mm. He's the one who makes whole and makes sound. He's the one who has made us safe and sound and keeps us safe and sound. Don't let anyone tell you differently.
Good.
We want you to know him in this way. And it doesn't automatically happen. You have to be a determined person. Mm-hmm. I am going to experience Christ in my life. I can't speak for anyone else. But as far as my thought life, as far as what I believe and what I act upon and the foundation of the things that I do, it's going to be the person of Christ. He is my Savior.
That's right.
He's the one who has made me safe and keeps me safe. He's the one who has made me whole and sound and keeps me whole and sound. And you've got to decide, I'm not going to allow anyone to talk me out of that. I'm not going to allow any circumstance or condition or symptom to tell me otherwise. This is not a natural reality. This is a supernatural reality. This is a reality above the way you may currently feel. This is a reality above the natural circumstances of this world. This is a deeper, more powerful reality that comes through simple faith in him. I am who he says I am.
That's right. I would say, you know, as I was growing up, I only knew of two gifts, really. Mm-hmm. Two gifts that God gave, and that was that my sins were forgiven.
Yeah.
And resultingly, I had a home in heaven. Those were only
someday in the future.
That's right. Those were only the only two gifts that I was aware of. But the grace of God in my life, I have to just acknowledge that at Christmas time.
Yes.
It's a good time to acknowledge what God has done. But, you know, I didn't necessarily know to pursue him, but he, you know, through my experience, continued to open the door to more and more gifts that came with Jesus, more than just forgiveness, more than that. So it came to include that. And I just am so excited for you, wherever you are today, that Jesus this Christmas began to open up more and more. This is what we're talking about, that his salvation touches every area of our lives.
Every
area of our lives. And the Bible begins to open up to us, and we understand what God has done. And then, yes, we protect that. We hold that. We value that. We thank God for that. And so this is what we're just beginning to realize, this sozo, soterio, all those words, meaning saving. It really includes so many gifts, every part of our lives.
Every
part of our lives. That's
every
right.
Part of it.
So good.
So you'll hear us use the term the fullness of the gospel.
Yes.
It's very important to us because the great majority of the body of Christ would understand that through Christ I've been forgiven, I hope.
Two gifts.
Right?
Two gifts.
Which is glorious, and that I will be in heaven when I leave this earth.
Mm-hmm.
And two glorious gifts that we are forever thankful for.
Yeah.
But forgiveness wasn't God's goal. that was just the start of new life.
That's good.
Our goal is not to receive forgiveness. We want to receive forgiveness.
Yes.
Our goal is to walk in newness of life with Christ.
Well, we're talking about righteousness, righteousness is different than forgiveness.
Right. Sure. So, yes, you've been forgiven.
Yes.
You put your faith in Christ, you are forgiven past, present, future. But you were made righteous. You were made a new creation the moment you did that. And most of the body of Christ hasn't realized that yet.
That speaks to transformation.
You're
going to
hear that at Highway. Yes,
that
you're going
to
hear that at
transformation.
Highway.
Yeah,
yes.
That I
yes.
once was,
yes,
and now I am.
I was lost, now I'm found.
That's right.
I used to be a sinner.
Right.
I'm not anymore.
Right.
I'm the righteousness of God.
Right,
now.
Right.
I'm a righteous new creation. I walk with God. I hear His voice. I know His voice. I fellowship with Him every single day. His will is done in my life, just as it is in heaven.
Such a good thing. I believe this is of the Spirit of God to distinguish and discern that there is a difference in forgiveness and righteousness.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. Forgiveness pertains to the old man.
Yep.
That is done away with, or that it's forgotten, forgiven.
Yep. Released.
Right?
Yep.
Righteousness speaks to the new man.
That's right.
That we are as
that's
a result
right.
of having been forgiven. So
that's right.
It's so exciting. And I just thank the Spirit of God for, as we just trust God to do this, as we spend this time together, open up more of these gifts, as you're saying.
Yes. So if all I know about this amazing gift that God has given me is that I've been forgiven, well, I want to open the gift some more.
Let's go further.
Yeah, let's keep opening. Uh-huh. Okay, let's take the whole thing out. Let's put it on. Let's get in this thing. Now I need to know that I've been made righteous. Now that I need to know I'm a new creation and that old things have passed away and all things have become new.
Yeah.
So and you'll hear all about the fullness of the gospel at Highway Church. That's our specialty. That's what we focus on because it really is what Christ came to do.
Amen.
Not just so we can be forgiven, but so we'd be made righteous, so that we'd be healed and whole, so that we could prosper and fellowship with God 24/7.
And cover the earth with
His
glory.
And fill absolutely. Absolutely.
Amen.
Now,
good.
So we said last week that the greatest gift giver has given the greatest gift ever. And the way that you experience that is to become like a child on Christmas morning. We can all relate to that, right? Come sliding down the stairs, running to the tree.
You remember how silly Scrooge was after he woke up? He said, I feel as merry as a schoolboy.
Yes.
Like a child. He felt silly. He
felt,
yeah. Yeah, after that transformation.
Just jumped up and down in the version I'm thinking of.
That's
right. Yeah, absolutely.
That's right.
You become like a child. And we want to encourage you and talk about becoming like a child today. Okay? And we're going to start, let's start on at Luke chapter 18, verse 15. Luke chapter 18, verse 15. This is so good. So one day, this is the New Living Translation, one day some parents brought their little children to Jesus so he could touch and bless them. Good thing to do. Look how his disciples responded. But when the disciples saw this, they scolded the parents for bothering him. Listen, Highway family, you're not bothering God
That's
by
good.
Coming to him. He loves it. He wants to talk to you. He wants you to ask. He wants you to receive. You're never a bother to your heavenly Father.
So good.
Verse 16. Then Jesus called for the children and said to the disciples, "Let the children come to me. Don't stop them." Excuse me. "Don't stop them, for the kingdom of God belongs," listen, "to those who are like these children." These children had no reservations about coming to him. It's Jesus. It's Christmas morning. Run to the tree. Open your gifts. Who had the reservation? Those who were familiar with religious tradition. You're bothering him. You're too excited. Quiet down. getting your place.
You will hear that.
Oh, yeah.
Not from God, but from people.
I hope you're willing to get loud, because kids get loud.
Yes, they do.
Why? Because they're happy.
Having a good time.
Yeah, and that's a good thing. All right? So the kingdom of God belongs to those who are like these children. Verse 17, I tell you the truth, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it.
Ooh.
I want to call your attention to this little phrase here. Enter
That's so
it.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah. Never enter it. What does that mean? It means to walk into something like you're walking into a house. Anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never walk into the fullness of God's plan. Will never, you could say this, will never experience it personally.
Wow. Wow.
How important Hello. Is it to become like a child
Yeah.
in our relationship with God?
You know, while I acknowledge the grace of God in my life for having given me the opportunity to know these things about Him, it was on me to either receive that or reject it. And so many times in my life, things were brought to my attention from the Word of God that I had not heard before. And I had to receive that.
Like
I had to
child.
Say, like a child, huh? Show me what that is. Show me what that means.
Yeah.
And not stay stuck in my regular thinking, but to receive where God was wanting me to go.
Yeah.
To follow Him into things that I had not known before. And you know what? That takes trust, and it does take the attitude of a child.
Absolutely.
To say, okay.
Yeah.
You say, let's go this way. Okay, let's go this way.
I just walk with my dad.
Right, exactly.
Whatever dad says, we're good.
He wants to show me something new.
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, but you know what? I love that. We've heard a preacher say many years ago, if you won't receive it, well, don't worry about it. You're not going to get it. Like if they're upset or offended about something in the scripture, he said, well, you know what? You don't really have to worry about it because you're not going to see it. Why not? Because of this verse right here.
Sure.
It says, anyone who doesn't receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it.
So good. So we're becoming like children,
That's so good.
I want to encourage you to continue to change your mindset.
Yes, be open to that.
We're renewing our mind. Receive the word of the Father like a child.
Yes.
Like a child.
Like a child.
And the world will laugh at you for this.
Oh, yes.
You got to be okay with that. People are going to make fun of you because of this.
Yeah.
I'd rather have Jesus.
You know,
I'd rather experience
Scrooge is so top of mind for me because I read it this week. I was reading the unabridged version of the Christmas Carol.
Ooh,
and people, it says at the end after Scrooge, you know, changed and he started being generous, that people laughed at him for his change.
Wow.
That they were laughing at him for changing and his goodness.
But
he said it didn't bother him at all because he had laughter within himself.
Oh, my.
Yeah, I had never really read or picked up on that before. But as you say, that people will laugh at you.
Yes.
But it's no matter. Be like Scrooge. He had laughter within himself.
Come on.
That was a pure laughter.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
The joy of the Lord.
Yeah.
So
when you become like a child, people will say, I can't believe you believe that.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
It's the things we share with you at Highway Church to the natural mind will sound foolish. Foolish. But when you become like a child.
To the child of God.
There are life.
Such joy.
Evermore.
Such joy.
Hallelujah. Now, let's go to a parallel passage here, or a similar passage where they're dealing with children again.
Mm-hmm.
Now here, remember the disciples were the one who rebuked the parents and the kids, right?
Yes.
They're used to religious tradition. They haven't become like children yet. Okay, they're not baptized in the Holy Ghost yet. Matthew chapter 18 as well. Yeah, let's go to verse 1. This is the Passion Translation. Okay. So at this time, the disciples, the ones who are used to religious tradition, and look where religious tradition leads us. Look what they're debating about. Who is considered to be the greatest in heaven's kingdom realm? This is where, why? Religion is performance-based. And if you're not hearing the fullness of the gospel, you're going to become performance-based, where your relationship with God is based on how well you think you've prayed, how well you think you've done at reading your Bible and learning scriptures and going to church.
Right.
And you're going to start to develop an attitude of who's greatest.
Sure, it's competitive.
Yeah. That's not becoming like a child. And I love, and you got to think back, but of course we're living in a culture that promotes wrong thinking, but back to a child and you're playing a game, you wanted to win, but it wasn't, you just, because it was for the fun of the game.
Right.
You know, you enjoyed it. You enjoyed playing games because it was fun. And you know, that childlike approach to things, mm-hmm. that's fun. Mm-hmm. That makes you laugh. Mm-hmm. And there's no sharp edges to it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. So they're basically having a debate here about who's the greatest in the heaven's kingdom realm. Then Jesus, I love Jesus. He's changed my life and he continues to do it every day.
Yeah.
Jesus calls a little child to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, sets him in the midst of them. He says, learn this well in verse 3. Here we go, Highway family. Learn this well. Unless you dramatically change your way of thinking and become teachable,
yes.
and learn about heaven's kingdom,
yes.
realm,
yes.
with the wide-eyed wonder of a child,
yes.
you will never be able to experience
it. So good. I love that. That is so good.
Hallelujah.
Unless you drastically change your way of thinking and become teachable and learn about heaven's kingdom realm with the
wide-eyed wonder
of a child, you'll never be able to enter in.
Yeah. You'll never be able to enter in and experience the wonderful things God has for you.
Wow.
So the world pressures us to be a certain way and to reach it, to be accepted socially.
Mm-hmm.
By achieving certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus isn't like that.
No.
He says, you got to become like a child.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to know your heavenly Father like a child knows their Father.
That teachable quality.
That's
so,
so good.
So good. And
so
we,
good.
We do, what do we trade that for? That as we get older, yeah, let me tell you how much I know.
Yeah.
I'm going to be the best, and you come to me, and I'll tell you what I know.
Right, right.
But that teachability says, I have a lot to learn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good.
And from the Father.
That's so good. So good.
Oh, so good.
Hallelujah. Whoever continually humbles himself to become like this gentle child is the greatest one in heaven's kingdom realm. Now, I want to call our attention to this phrase, heaven's kingdom realm.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the scripture, just to compare Matthew 18 and Luke 18. Luke 18, 17, Jesus said this in the Passion Translation. So we read the New Living Translation previously. In Luke 18, 17, he said, learn this well, unless you receive the revelation of the kingdom realm the same way a little child receives it, you will never be able to enter in to it. Isn't that amazing? Isn't that amazing? Children are so ready to believe.
Yes.
They're like chomping at the bit. Give me something to believe.
That's exactly right.
I'm talking about little ones.
Yes.
Okay, little ones who haven't been jaded by, you know, dysfunctional situations,
yes.
or the world. Little ones are born ready to believe.
Wide open.
We're mm-hmm. wired with expectation.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We are so ready,
yes.
to believe. Okay? Now, it says the revelation of the kingdom realm. Here's another religious faux pas. Another take your religious goggles off. We think we've been taught by religion that heaven is out there in the distance,
right.
somewhere.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Jesus didn't teach that. He said the kingdom of God is at hand. Heaven isn't off in the distance. Heaven is in a parallel realm with us.
Right. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's right here. There is heavenly spiritual activity happening all around us.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, our five senses can't detect that unless something supernatural happens. But the reality is there are spirits moving in and amongst us. There are spirits, there are angels, there are demonic activity, there are spiritual strategies. There's a warfare happening all around us. The kingdom realm is not something we're going to someday maybe get to. It's happening right now in a parallel dimension, if you will. And there's been a lot of that now with the superhero movies. They're talking about parallel universes, which is fictional.
Yeah.
But there is a parallel dimension.
Yeah.
It is the realm of the spirit. It's heaven's kingdom realm. How do you operate, in heaven's kingdom realm? By becoming like a child and receiving the word of God as a child receives milk. Just like a child receives milk. You receive what the Father has said through his Son.
That's good.
We want to remove every trace of legalism and religiosity from our thinking. When we talk about the Word of God, we're not talking about legalistically trying to do all the Ten Commandments. We're talking about God has spoken, and we just eat it up because we're so excited that this has come from our Father. So this kingdom realm, that's what Christmas time is all about. Christ came from the kingdom realm and was seen in the natural realm because he clothed himself with natural flesh. The Holy Spirit did that in the womb of Mary. And he ministered by the Spirit of God in this natural realm. He revealed to us what's happening in the kingdom realm. And God wants you to enter into this way of living, where you're operating with the knowledge of the kingdom realm. Where the natural realm, you see it for what it is, temporary, weak compared to spiritual things. And you start to see yourself as a redeemed, righteous, co-heir with Christ, doing the things he did in the earth and greater things than these. One more scripture I want to share with you. 1 Peter chapter 2. We'll read verses 2 and 3. Before we read it, I'm just going to read Matthew 18, 3 again from the Passion. Learn this well, unless you dramatically change. So there's got to be a dramatic change. There's got to be a realization of how much I need him. I can't continue thinking like the way I've been thinking if I want to experience more of him. I need to dramatically change the way I think. And when I say dramatic, I mean it's a big change. In other words, I came to a point in my life where I realized I wasn't going to make it if I didn't have Jesus. And many haven't come to that point, but I'm just going to let you know anyway, you can't do anything apart from him. Now, you could achieve what the world would call success, because you've been made in the image of God and he's given you talents and gifts. But you cannot experience the abundant life Christ came to give you and intimacy and fellowship with God unless you dramatically change your way of thinking and become teachable and learn about heaven's kingdom realm with the wide-eyed wonder of a child. Now, 1 Peter chapter 2. This is so powerful. Verse 2. This is the Holy Spirit speaking through the Apostle Peter. This is the man who was baptized in the Holy Spirit in Acts chapter 2 and gave the first full gospel message, first Spirit-filled message in the earth as the New Testament church was born. And now he's writing and he says, like newborn babes, newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation.
That's good.
Like newborn babes, long for the pure milk of the word, that by it you may grow in respect to salvation. The New Living Translation says it this way, like newborn babies, you must crave pure spiritual milk. the word, so that you will grow into a full experience of salvation.
That's good.
Love that.
That's good.
Love that. That's what we're about, Highway
That's
Church.
That's right. That's right.
That you would grow into a full experience of salvation. Cry out for this nourishment. Now that you have had a taste of the Lord's kindness. We have had the privilege of having babies.
Yes.
And I don't know if I had ever changed a diaper prior to our first baby. I'm trying to think back. I may have.
I don't know.
I had some nieces. I'm trying to remember. Before we had our first baby, I was determined to be the diaper changing king.
That's right.
And so we made an agreement because how often does a newborn need to eat? Every 2 to 3 hours, would you say?
Yeah, oh, a newborn.
Yeah,
yeah,
like, newborn. Uh-huh. Newborn baby.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, two to three hours. Mm-hmm. It needs to have milk from mom, mm-hmm. okay, to be breastfed every 2 to 3 hours. So I said, okay, Jennifer, because now initially, that would happen pretty much around the clock. So we'd lay down whatever time it was at night. I said, when we hear the baby, I will get up. I'll change the baby, make sure the baby's clean diaper, mm-hmm. and wrapped up, ready to go. And I'll bring the baby into you. You nurse the baby. Then when you're done, I'll take the baby back to the crib or the bassinet. And that's what we did. But that baby was basically craving, looking for milk.
That's right.
That's all that baby needed. Everything that baby needed was in Jennifer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Everything you need is in a relationship with your Heavenly Father.
That's right.
He is El Shaddai.
Come on.
Now, I haven't researched this, but I've heard a minister one of the translations of El Shaddai is the many-breasted one.
That's correct.
In other words, he's got all the milk you need.
That's right. Nourishment. Strength.
All the nourishment. Mm-hmm. All the strength you need. But you have to come to his breast, mm-hmm. figuratively speaking, mm-hmm. and nurse from him. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. How do we do that? By meditating in his word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But all the scriptures we're giving you every time we gather, mm-hmm. that's fresh milk. That's nourishment that will make you strong. But you have to be determined to receive it, to dramatically change your way of thinking and let go of religious tradition. Let go of performance-based thinking. Let go of, I've got to read my Bible so I'll be more spiritual. No, I'm drinking milk, man. Those little babies weren't thinking, I'm spiritual. I need to nurse now so I can have the esteem of my colleagues. No, the baby says, I need milk.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I need milk. And I'm going to go, ah, if I don't get it,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So basically, if we knew our baby was either wet, needed a diaper change, or needed to eat. Pretty simple.
That's it?
Yeah. Yeah, and God does both.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Right? He cleans us up.
That's right.
And he feeds us.
That's so good.
That's so good. Like newborn babes, Highway family. And boy, I'll tell you, one of the most challenging things being in full-time ministry is to see people who are in need,
mm-hmm.
but will not receive the word.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, right.
For all kinds of reasons.
Right.
It doesn't agree with their thinking.
Right.
Or they've got a better idea.
Exactly.
Or they know better. Or just, well, I don't know about that. Or, yeah, but. And it's so challenging.
Yeah.
Because you can't help them. You pray for them.
Right.
But I'm telling you, you've got to become like a little baby with God.
Yes.
You got to suck on his word
daily.
And suck every ounce of strength you can get out of it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I mean, when a baby is hungry and they haven't eaten or they haven't had milk.
So cute. If you put them up to your cheek,
they'll start. Yeah, they're ready. Like, they're ready to go. But they will let you know it. What does that say in the New Living Translation? You must crave pure spiritual milk.
Mm-hmm.
I'm praying for you to desire to hear from God, mm-hmm. to desire to meditate in his word, and realize that actually everything depends on that.
Mm-hmm.
And I remind myself of that when I'm about to meditate in the word. I'm not doing this to achieve some spiritual status or to get on God's good side, or for people to think of me as spiritual, mm-hmm. I'm having milk like a baby.
Mm-hmm,
mm-hmm. I'm sucking down some milk.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm being made strong because the Word of God is the nourishment I need to be whole. And I want to encourage you, because sometimes there's this idea out there that I'll just come to God and woohoo, everything's wonderful. and if we were not in this world, where Satan is the god of this world, that would be true. But right now, we're in this world. Satan's the god of this world. He has schemes and strategies to steal, kill, and destroy from all of us. So you've got to realize that you are in the midst of a battlefield, and you've got to make up your mind, I am going to grab a hold of all that Christ is and all that he's provided for me right now in this life. I'm not waiting for someday. Today is my day to experience Christ.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
And I'm not going to allow the strategies of the devil to deceive, to discourage, to make afraid, to make stressed and anxious and fearful. I'm not going to allow thoughts like that any place in my life. I am going to be about love, joy, peace, faith, strength, because Christ is living in me. Christ is living in me. Hallelujah. So let's see ourselves differently this morning. Have you ever thought of yourself like a little baby? I'm going to let you know, at one point you actually were a little baby. You might not remember that, but I know these things. I know these things. But we are like little children with the Father. We need his word. Now, that's what I want to get to.
Yes.
Long for the pure milk. Crave pure spiritual milk. What is pure spiritual milk? The word of God that's free from religious tradition. The word of God given to you that's free from man-made ideas of Christ. You're going to get a lot of pure spiritual milk at Highway Church. Why? Because we look to Jesus, not religious tradition. Now, let me be real with you. Hang in there. Can you give me 10 more minutes? Hang in there. What is pure spiritual milk? When we say and think in agreement with what Jesus said and did. Give you some real examples. Things I've heard. In very well-known churches, okay? The pastor will be ministering. I heard one pastor say this, I need a God who is sovereign because I don't want to have to try and figure out what's God's will and what's not God's will.
Let me check out.
And basically, I'm just going to believe that everything that happens is God's will.
Let me just go for the ride.
I was so, and thousands of people were hearing this message. He said, I need a God who is sovereign because basically I don't need to be stressed about, is this God's will? Is that God's will? And there's just so many things I don't have time to go into with what's
that's a lot.
Debilitating mm-hmm. about that.
That's a lot.
But Jesus never taught that. The sovereignty of God does not mean God's controlling everything. And when you're hearing that, that's not pure milk. That'll make you weak spiritually. Because if I think everything that happened is coming from my Father, I'm going to be very confused.
Yeah.
Okay.
You won't grow. Just
you won't
like
grow.
We said,
absolutely.
If you don't receive that, you're not going to.
And that's a very
enter.
Common teaching out there. Mm-hmm. It's not pure milk. Just being real with you. Okay. How do we know that? By looking at Jesus, not my philosophy. When Jesus was ministering in the earth, he recognized what was from his Father and what wasn't. A storm came his way, tried to sink the ship he was on. He rebuked it. He didn't say, I need a God who's sovereign, so I don't have to think about these things. No, he knew that was not from his Father. He rebuked it.
Wow.
When demonic activity was taking place in his midst, he rebuked it. He rebuked sickness and disease. He rebuked lack and poverty.
Religious voices.
Yeah. So don't listen to, you must know the voice of your Father. You must be able to recognize quickly what is from your Father and what is not. There's no go to jail free or get out. There's no pass on this. You've got to be in relationship with the Father. Mm-hmm. We weren't made to mindlessly go through life and just let things happen to us.
No.
That's not the Father's plan. That's laziness. That's ignorance. Again, this is something that's promoted regularly, and we're helping you. That's not pure milk, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Another thing, and then we'll move on. Another thing that's not pure milk, you'll hear a lot of, is that God's used that, you brought that tragedy or allowed that tragedy to come in your life to teach you something. Or God brought that sickness or allowed that sickness to come into your life because he's using it to teach you something. That's another thing that'll keep you from experiencing the kingdom of God. Why do we know that's not true? We look at Jesus. You can't find Jesus demonstrating this anywhere. You can't find Jesus making anybody sick to teach them anything.
The opposite.
He healed them to teach them how good he is. Sickness, disease, storms are not from God. God didn't create these things. God doesn't allow these things. God is not in control of the earth. We see that in the ministry of Jesus. Jesus had to choose to know his Father, and he had to choose to rebuke what was not from his Father. We got to do the same thing. We've got to be in relationship with the Father. We can't mindlessly go throughout our day without meditating the Word and accept the things that come our way. And had I done that, I wouldn't be here right now. Number of things have come my way in the last 30-plus years that were trying to debilitate me or take me out. But because I chose to believe Jesus instead of religious tradition, I recognized Satan's strategy, and I rebuked it and came against it, and his plan was foiled. You are a new creation in Christ. You know the voice of your Father. You hear his voice. You recognize darkness. So at Highway Church, we are training people to know the voice of the Father, to recognize darkness, to rebuke darkness, and embrace God's word. So that's just a couple examples. We don't have time to keep going, but crave the pure spiritual milk. So in our lives, hearing the fullness of the gospel, hearing pure milk is priority one. So, I mean, and I there's a number of churches I love them. I thank God for them. They do some things very well, but I'm not going to go there regularly because I'm not going to grow there. They're saying things that aren't in line with the ministry and person of Christ. They're saying them really based on their own conclusions or the religious tradition they were brought up in. I don't want that. I want fresh, hot Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay? Highway family, this is what we're committed to. Giving you fresh, hot Jesus. We're not perfect. We make mistakes. You've got to learn for yourself. You study Jesus. You read through Matthew and Mark and Luke and John and Acts. You see the heart of God in action. You know him from yourself. And if you hear us say something, preach something that doesn't agree with the person and ministry of Jesus as recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, Acts, John, Acts, you don't accept it. You toss it. You go with what Jesus did. You go with the proof. Jesus is the pure word, the pure milk we need. So good. So at Christmas time, we want you to experience pure milk, the sincere, pure word of God, and that's Jesus. You don't have to wonder what God has said. There doesn't need to be any question marks in our minds about the nature, about the nature and the will of our Father. Jesus has revealed to us it is his will to forgive everyone all the time. It is his will to heal everyone all the time. It is his will to bless everyone all the time. It is his will to prosper everyone all the time. This is the heart of God. He revealed that clearly. And the only people that Jesus rebuked were the religious leaders that thought they knew better. And boy, he let him have it, didn't he? He didn't play around with that stuff. And I don't play around with it either, because that wrecks people's lives. So it's a big deal. Hallelujah. Father, open our eyes. Help us to crave, desire. We desire pure Jesus. We desire fresh, hot, pure Jesus. And we choose to suck from your word, to draw all the nourishment from your word that you've provided, just like newborn babies need to have nourishment regularly. We need to be regularly nourished by your word. We choose to esteem and value your word as our nourishment. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Highway family, would you decide this coming week, 8 days before Christmas, would you, how about making a decision to spend some time meditating in the Word of God? I mean, find a promise a day from the Word of God and purpose to suck on that all day long. Just grab a bottle, one promise from the Word of God, and take that with you all day and suck on it and draw out all the nourishment from the Word of God. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. That's a bottle of milk right there. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not lack. Where's that at? Psalm 23:1, right? He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside restful water. That's another bottle of milk right there. Every promise from God is a bottle of milk that you can suck on and be nourished. So a bottle of milk a day. How about it? Promise a day. This week, 8 days before Christmas. Let's do it. Now, here's a bottle of milk right here, Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income, and he will fill your barns with wheat and barley and overflow your wine vats with the finest wines. Proverbs 3:9-10. The Living Bible. Honor the Lord by giving him the first part of all your income, and he will fill your barns with wheat and barley and overflow your wine vats with the finest wines. Have you ever drunk from this bottle? What's the right word? Drunk? Drank?
Have drunk.
Have drunk. Mm-hmm. From this bottle. I have. This is a regular bottle for me. Another milk bottle in the Passion Translation, verse 9-10. Glorify God with all your wealth, honoring him with your very best, with every increase that comes to you. Then every dimension of your life will overflow with blessings from an uncontainable source of inner joy. The Message says, honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst, your wine vats will brim over. This is a very important point, a very important part of becoming like a child, is bringing our tithes unto our Heavenly Father. You know at Highway Church that tithing is a voluntary thing. It's something we do as a response to the love the Father has revealed to us. And we want to encourage you, if Highway Church is your church, to worship the Lord every time we gather by bringing your tithe unto him and sowing that into Highway Church. That is a part of becoming like a child. You know, naturally speaking, people can balk at it, people can make fun of it, and a number of believers are naturally minded. But you will see this spiritual reality all throughout the Scriptures, before the Old Covenant, during the Old Covenant, and in the New Covenant. This relationship with God where they would bring their best, where they would give him the first part of all their income. We wouldn't be a New Testament church if we didn't teach this and exhort you to do this. So I come to Highway Church. And I remember, you know, I had served in a church for many years, and we tithed at that church because of the word that was coming from that church. And when the Lord called us to start a new work, I called a number of pastors, and I said, so do you guys tithe to the church that you're a pastor in? And they said, of course we do, because this is not about us. We go to that church. That's right. God called us to be a part of that church. It's about God's kingdom.
That's right.
And they, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. That's right. Makes a lot of sense, you know. So when you're spiritually minded, you see things very differently. When God called us to start this church, I don't see it as something I did, because it wasn't.
Right.
I see this as us walking with him and saying, yes, Lord. We'll do that. Yes, Lord, you want to do that? We'll do that. Okay, you want to go there? We'll go there. Okay, you want us to do that? We'll do that. It's just co-laboring with
that's
him.
That's right. That's right.
So we bring our tithe weekly to Highway Church. Mm-hmm. Not because we're the pastors here, because we value the ministry mm-hmm. and the word that goes forth. And this is what's wild. Even though the word is coming through us, we're listening to Christ ourselves.
That's exactly right.
I listen to these messages. I'm not listening to myself. I'm listening to the revelation of Christ, what the revelation mm-hmm. of kingdoms, heaven, realm. Mm-hmm. And boy, it comes. Mm-hmm. I know that. Mm-hmm. I'm not tooting my own horn or your
exactly.
horn.
Exactly. No.
I'm just recognizing, because I've been in this, and I know the sound mm-hmm. of Christ, mm-hmm. of revelation, mm-hmm. of fresh hot okay. Jesus. So we gather. We bring our tithe to Highway Church. Mm-hmm. It's never been optional in our lives. It's always been voluntary. Mm-hmm. But it's never been optional. So if you're a part of Highway Church, become like a child. Bring your tithe and worship him with it. Mm-hmm. And watch what he does. Watch how your relationship with him grows and develops. Mm-hmm. You will grow spiritually when you become a consistent tither. You will. It's just a part of it. If you do it out of love, if you do it out of response to his love for mm-hmm. you, mm-hmm. if you do it out of gratitude, not fear, it's got to be love motivated, okay? But this is a very important part of becoming like a child. Mm-hmm. Bringing to the Lord your first and your best, the first part of all your income. You can do that, Highway Church, you know, through our website, highwaychurch.us. Highwaychurch.us, the information is there on your screen. Just click on give in the menu. And, you know, you can do that a number of ways. Of course, you can text to 508-502-7733, 508-502-7733. You can also give via Cash App. Our Cash App handle is Highway Give, Highway Give. And you can even, you know, your income might be different each week, or you may know ahead of time. You can set up recurring transactions. So you say, you know, I'm gonna set up a recurring transaction for every week, or I'm gonna set a recurring transaction for every 2 weeks. It's very flexible on our website, mm-hmm. or once a month, or whatever however that works for you. But we want to encourage you. And when we all do this as a part of Highway Church, we're all a part of the body of Christ, right? The church. But this is Highway Church here. When we all enter into that, when we all become like children and become spiritually minded, then it enables the Lord to do things in Highway Church that he wouldn't be able to do if we did not worship him in these ways. So we're encouraging you to come with us, to follow Christ as we follow Christ. And let's watch and see what God does. Let's worship him right now. Father, we love you. Lord, we choose to become like children with you. We don't know it all. We're not the answer. You are. Lord, whatever we think we've learned, it's a teeny tiny little teeny teeny tiny bit compared to what your word has said. Your word is the knowledge we need. Your word has the nourishment we need. So, Father, we come before you now. We thank you for providing Highway Church, mm-hmm. for Jennifer, for me, for our family, for every member of this Highway family. Thank you for providing this church and ministry that endeavors to give us, every time we gather, pure spiritual milk. And, Lord, we recognize that. We've seen that consistently over the weeks, the months, and the years. And we bring our tithe, and we worship you with the first part of our income. Be glorified in this church. Mm-hmm. Have your way mm-hmm. in Highway Church. What you say to do, we're going to do it. Where you say go, we're going to go. Because we realize that life is all about fellowship and relationship with you. And our time on this earth belongs to you. We were bought with a price. We are not our own. And we love you and worship you with our tithe. In Jesus' name, amen. God is so good. We want to invite you to continue to grow in the knowledge of his goodness, who he is, what he's done for you, and who you are in him. check out our websites at highwaychurch.us and josephbosco.us and begin living the abundant life He came to give you.